The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard-working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we're going to start hour number three and finish up this Sunday before the eclipse, which is not a big deal. Just don't look at the sun. I mean, don't look at the sun. You know, I don't look at the sun anyway. Why would I start looking at it now? All right. Anyway, let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. A couple of questions. 2 years ago, I had the siding, my house replaced, Hardy siding. Up under the edge of the shingles is a metal flashing.
Yes.
In a couple of places, one end of that has come up, or in one spot, a whole section has come down. What is the best way for me to reattach that? I know I hear you talk about nails don't hold in the Hardy, and so what's the best way of me to reattach that?
Well, is it the drip edge on the roof that has gone up?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, if it's a drip edge on the roof, you nail that from the top, so it's going to be nailed into the roof deck. So what you end up doing is, if you're pushing the metal edge back in place, you have to kind of peel like the little shingle, or if you can peel one up and then nail from the top down, and then just little roofing cement and push the shingle back down on top of it. That's the way to do it. You don't nail from the face of it.
Okay. It souns like I may call. Just call them back out to do that. That may be more than I want to get into.
Well, they'll do it. If they did the siding and it's a decent company, they should come out and do it. And if you need somebody to go and do that for you and they're not going to do it, call Ideal Roofing. They'll send a guy out and just do a little repair like that. That's not a big deal. They do that.
It was Home Exterior Systems that did it in the first place.
Those people do it. They'll take care of it for you. Yeah, you don't do anything but make a phone call and then move on and tell them you talked to me on the show and that I said that they're the best in the world and that they would take care of you no problem at all.
Okay, yeah. Everything about dealing with them was great.
You won't have any problem with them.
Okay. The other question I have, between my living room and the laundry room, then into the garage, is there like a short about a 4 foot alclover hallway, and on the shared wall between where the washing machine is and the laundry room, there someone put in a small like bar cabinet and a sink. It's like a cheap cabinet and everything, and I'm going to start replacing that. But one of the issues is because it's also small in there that, and it's going into the laundry room, that you bang into the corner of the cabinet and everything, and it's gotten banged up, and hips gotten banged up, and you know, you bang the laundry basket, et cetera, on it. What I was thinking was to turn that at 45 degrees so that I can make it, you know, eliminate that corner. So my question is, I can't think of a problem, but I'm sure there's something I'm not thinking of. Is there an issue with running that plumbing another 6 inches and rotating it 45 degrees from where it is now? Would that cause an issue?
No.
Okay.
You're talking about the drain line?
Both the feed lines, the water feed lines and the drain line.
No, the feed lines are flexible. No, you can move plumbing anywhere you want.
It'll
be fine as long as the drain line's going down and the feed lines are got, you know, they're dry on their connections. You're good.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I didn't think there was an issue, but I don't do much plumbing, and
Do you use that sink?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Then, yeah, cut the 45 angle. I can see you running into it. I run into stuff all the time. I hate it. I'll just cuss it like crazy.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Let's see. There we go. Boom. There we go. All right. Call me 281-833-3333. I'm getting clumsy in my age, and I'll run into things, and I'll just start cussing, and I'll have a bruise on my hip, and then out comes the I like my 2.5 pound sledge. I can take about anything out with that. It's nice and short. It's like one of those little king things on your hand. Okay. Anyway, Cutting Edge Tile Removal is who you call to get rid of all your tile, all your mess, all your schmutz, dustless. I'm in the middle of a remodel here. I had to remove a countertop, and it was very dusty. And I'm still in my studio. It's pretty much stripped down now. I've got my table set up. We're going to continue on next week and finish it. I'm getting new floor covering and stuff. You don't care about that. But the fact of the matter is when you start doing remodel jobs, and if you take out a floor, it makes my dust problem seem like zero, because it's going to be dust everywhere, and it's going to go throughout the house, whether you like it or not. When they start taking up thin set, grout, busting up tile, you ever seen tile cut? And if it's not a wet saw and they do it dry, there's dust everywhere. And then it's just going to spread, and it's so fine. You don't even know it's there, and then you clean it all up. You say, oh, I got it all cleaned up. You go back, you go, oh, my God, everything's got a coating on there again. It's just all airborne. And you want to avoid all of that, and you can with Cutting Edge Tile Removal. They'll come in and remove stone, Sauteo tile. Oh, my goodness, that stuff is something else. Glued down wood floors. They will remove epoxy coatings. They will remove ceramic tile, porcelain tile, and everything that goes along with it, dustless. Their equipment, they couldn't do it on this countertop, or I would have called them in to do it, but this was a different situation. But when it comes to those floors and you want them out, fireplace fronts, you're getting them out, whatever the case may be, they have the equipment to do it, and there's no dust left. When they leave with the dust. And believe it or not, they've done some studies on some big jobs. You can have like 600 pounds of dust if you don't collect it. That stuff gets heavy when you put it all in one bag. It doesn't seem like much when it's on top of everything and in your nose and in your lungs. It seems, oh, it's fine. No, it's a lot. So when you're going to do a remodel project and it means taking out some kind of hard flooring, call Cutting Edge Tile Removal. They have the proprietary equipment. Nobody else can do this. You'll have other people say, oh, yeah, we'll do it. We do it all the time. And they'll tape up some plastic over the doorway, and you'll hear them banging and hitting and banging and sweeping. And then you hear their shop vacs, and all that shop vac dust is going out the other end because it can't keep the fine dust in. It's not a way to clean up. I mean, it's a start, but then it's something that's going to go on for a long time. Stop it by calling Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com and get it removed dust-free or dustless. You choose the word. There'll be no dust left.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
McGrath Pest Control. The only pest control you'll ever need. Because they think like a bug.
Mueller Steel Buildings. Made in America. Made to last.
Concrete Raising Corporation. Save your sidewalk, save your driveway, save your money.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. And we will talk today. Let's see here. Let's talk to Hank. Hank, you're on Home Show Radio.
I'm doing this old farmhouse in the country.
Yes, sir.
And the ventilation, they had two little windows up there, but I'm too old to go open and close windows, so I just boarded them in. Now I've got to get ventilation in the metal. It's a metal roof, and I have found a roofing company that actually does, vent at the top. Mm-hmm. Because so I'm going to do that. Now, how do I get air to go through the vent?
How do you get air to go through the vent? Air naturally moves when it heats up, it just naturally rises.
So I don't need anything else?
Mm-mm, no, it's a passive system, and passive systems are the best systems to have. I want you to remember this, Hank, about attic ventilation. It's not to cool the attic. It is to remove the water vapor that's in the attic. And so the air has to move very slowly. And as air heats up, it absorbs water because hot air holds more water than cold air. And it becomes like a sponge that you're slowly moving through the attic, and it's absorbing all the moisture. And then, of course, it's going to find its way out as long as it's fed also. So you have an in and an out. And that's what it's about, because insulation gets ruined if it has water in it.
Okay, so all I need is that ridge row on the top, and I'm done.
You have soffit vents at the bottom?
No.
There's no vents at the bottom? That's it?
There's no vents anywhere. This is an old house built in 1900s.
Well, yeah, if you're going to put a ridge vent in, just go ahead and put it in. It would be nice if you could feed it a little bit, but it'll still let the water out, yes.
Okay, then the only other question I had is on the radiant barriers for another house, will it impede the cell phone usage?
Not anymore. It used to a long time ago, but right now the cell phones are different. The old analog phones, yes, but the newer ones, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
I can remember putting in those boosters for people all the time because they would lose cell phone with their radiant barriers because they never had them before. And so it was kind of like a medal of honor for me. Ah, you have a radiant barrier now, but that's okay. You just have a little booster. And then when I look like a smoke detector, now you don't even need them anymore. The cell phones rule, man. You got to have everything. You can go underwater 5,000 feet in the ground and they'll still work. I think, I don't know. I'm not going underwater and I'm not going 5,000 feet underground because that would freak me out. And I'm claustrophobic. I will jump out of an airplane. No problem. I'm not going underground. Circle saw. Well, make sure I don't, because they'll keep me busy on top of the ground with all my wonderful tools doing things. I like to build. You don't build underground, you build on top of the ground. I like that. Circle Saw is a company that's been around since the 50s, helping people like me, like you, like all of us who like to do things with our hands, have the right tool for the right job. Have the right tool for our job. They have a counter you sit at. You talk to the experts behind the counter. You say, I'm trying to make these joineries. I've seen this. I need some cutting heads. Is there a saw that will stand up a piece of plywood and cut it? I need some arborist equipment so I can climb trees with my harnesses and stuff. I have gas powered tools. They won't work. Should I throw them away? Here's a whole box of blades I want sharpened. Can you sharpen them? They'll sharpen the ones that can be sharpened. They'll give you back the ones that are too far gone. They do it all at Circle Saw. You can just go on and on with these kind of examples. And they're located at 2510 Ella Boulevard, just south of Loop 610 North. And they've been doing this since the 50s. That's a lot of years. This family has been in the business when it comes to tools. And I don't know if y'all know about Houston in the 50s, but there wasn't much. But they helped it grow by supplying tools to all these people who built these buildings. And you can see Houston got quite big over the years, and Circle Saw is still that same, you know, it's small compared to, you go to some of these tool stores, you need a golf cart to get through. It's small, it's to the point, and it's customer, you know, based and oriented. So you will be able to get the attention you need and find the tool that you definitely need. And the service and the way they treat you is the way it should be. And that's what Circle Saw is all about. So find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. But most importantly, when you're ready for that woodworking shop you're going to put together, or you need specialty tools, or you need tools repaired, it's Circle Saw. You can find them at 2510 Ella Boulevard, just south of Loop 610 North.
I see the bad moon rising.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. We've got one holding. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jay.
Just an opinion. I'm painting my front door.
Yes.
And I'm going to do it myself, but I'm going to have someone come out and put the weather stripping in. Should I do paint it first before I do that, or does it matter?
Oh, absolutely. Paint it first and let them weather strip it afterwards. That way your weather strip looks nice and clean. And if you try to paint around it, or you'll have to pull it out to paint it and then put it back in, it's not going to look good. So get it all painted, get it sharp, make sure the paint's good and dry, and then have them come out and weather strip the whole thing. That's how we used to do the new homes too.
Okay. So weather stripping first, paint second.
No, paint first.
I'm sorry.
No. Did I say that? Wait, I have to go back. Listen.
No, it probably was me. So.
No, that's okay. Yeah, you got it. Paint it all, get it nice, just the way you like it, and have them come out and do it. If you have to touch up a little spot here and there with a little tiny brush, that's fine if they nick it. But no, let them get all that good paint on there and get a nice finish on there first.
Okay, so paint it first, then weather strip it. Okay.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than weather strip with paint all over it. It looks horrible.
Gotcha. Okay. Right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet. Right, good question. Yeah, that's an organizational question. I like that. I'm really neat and clean when it comes to that stuff. All right, call me 281-833-3333. Air Tech of Katy wants to take care of your air conditioning system. Because guess what? For those of you that just moved here, and there's a lot of you, whether you're coming across the border, flying over from Venezuela, or coming from California, that's about the same thing. And y'all coming here, that's fine. I get nothing we can do about it right now. So I'm telling you this, it's going to get hot. Just so you know, you can't live without air conditioning. So you have to have it running. And so whoever you are, make sure your air conditioning system's running. And if you're a homeowner, make sure you use a good air conditioning company that's going to take care of it for you. Air Tech of Katy. Those are the people who will take care of your air conditioning system, making sure it's running. If you want to upgrade it, update it, or change it, we've got new refrigerants coming out, new rules coming in. They're kind of up in the air now. I'm going to get some clarification on it in the next 3-4 weeks. I'll get with you. But make sure you get it tuned up and ready to go, because it will be hot. You say, oh, it's working fine now, but get it tuned up because of the capacitors. Make sure your refrigerant charge is right on the money. They can get that all done, because nothing worse than coming home in July or August and it's not working. And then you're on an emergency list with a 1,000 million other people trying to get your air conditioning system fixed, because as one lady called me once, said, I don't do anything to mine because they're just going to steal my money until it breaks. Okay. I'm sure she's gone through a lot of them, but you can keep a system running, you know, for 25 years easily. I've got one of them. I got two of them. Two of them still run. One's over 35 years old. If you just put it together, just like a car, just change the parts and keep it running. It can happen with the right people. And that's Air Tech of Katy. Now, it says Katy, but they handle all of the Houston area. So put them on your list. Second opinions, no charge. You want a new system? You need a new system? It's that time. Sometimes, like a gentleman called and said, sometimes you just do it because it's 20 years old and you just know it's going to happen anyway. So, you know, prepare for it and do it. Start the prep. Get them out and have them get a quote, you know, save your money a little bit. You know, it's coming up in the next 12 months, and then get ready to do it. It's what you have to do. And that's part of home ownership. I have a friend that's buying a brand new home. He says, I'll never have to pay rent again. And you don't understand, with rent, it's easy. You just pay rent and you got facilities people and you got the team come and take care of you every time there's a problem. When you own a home, you got to maintain it. It costs money. It's got to be part of your homeownership budget to make sure your systems are maintained. And this is a mechanical system. Air Tech of Katy, they're there for you.
Back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. If we can see, don't look at the sun. Okay. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, good morning, Tom. Good morning. I had called in about 2 weeks ago, and I'd had a question about, getting on a new electricity plan for the house.
Yes.
And I kind of went back and got some more information. My current plan, which expires June 1st, was a fixed plan with a usage bill credit, and it said like 13.6 kilowatt hours, but I went back and looked at the numbers, and actually it worked out to be 17 cents when I averaged it all through, and part of that was because the majority of months I had below 1,000 hours a month.
Right.
And
okay.
So I think I want a real fixed plan, not one with any kind of credit or anything.
Okay. Well, forget the credit, but I will tell you this. 500 or less, you're going to pay the most amount. 1,000 to 2,000, you're going to pay a fixed amount. Over 2,000, it'll be a different but lower amount. So all the plans are going to have those three settings depend each month where you come as far as your usage goes. But when you use 500 or less, even if though you pay a little more, it's still a very minor amount of money you're paying, so you really don't worry about that.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get that. But as far as any managed plans or anything, stay away from them. Just a fixed rate is all you want.
Okay. Okay. Look at it. And I guess I tell it's fixed by actually reading the terms and conditions, because
that helps. Yeah. Read the fact sheet.
Okay.
When you go on there and you're going to see a fact sheet, click on that and read it. It's going to tell you how much you pay for either 500 or less, 1,000 to 2,000, or over 2,000. It's going to tell you your usage payment on electricity only. That's all you care about is that. As far as it'll have the other fees, your delivery charge, and there might be a $4.95 fixed fee for delivery also. You can't do anything about that. And it's right now it's around 4 cents, a little right around 4.4 cents. So when you see the total, you subtract that, and that's what you're paying for electricity. I just got mine. Mine starts tomorrow at 7.5 cents on the electric rate. It's locked in between 1,000 and 2,000, and it goes down to 7.3 when I go over 2,000.
Okay, yeah, because most of mine, the majority of my months, I was above 500. I never was there, but I was like in 800-900.
Well, that's going to be in that 1,000, then that 1,000 kilowatt. That's what they're going to charge you in that. So that's you're laying in there between 1,000 and 2,000, it's going to be in there. If you're using less than 1,000, that's when it's going to go. You'll have to look at the fact sheet. I'm probably already confusing myself. So look at the fact sheet, but it'll be those three. It'll be those three things.
Okay. Could I ask you another question?
Yes.
Yeah, this is totally different, but I'm looking at getting a new fence, replacing the old one. And
yes,
one of the things, I get your thoughts on cedar versus pressure-treated pine.
Well, your structure is going to be pressure-treated. So your rails, your posts, everything that's going to be pressure-treated. You don't really want to go to cedar on that.
Okay. And
you'll
lose that.
But now your pickets, if you want to go cedar, I'm going to tell you, go with domestic cedar, not the imported, because it's too thin and it rots away really fast. So make sure you're just clear with your fence builder. You want American cedar. You do not want something from overseas. I don't know if they're still shipping it that much right now, but for a while during COVID, they were sending us such garbage. I went with pressure treated pickets too. So make sure it's domestic cedar that they're bringing. It's a full 3/4 inch thickness.
Okay, 3/4 inch. And I want to do an 8-foot fence, and I've been looking at other people's fence, and, you know, there's on the bottom, it looks like they either have a 1 or 2 by 6 on some, and then the others have a 1 or 2 by 12.
Right.
And does that make any kind of difference?
Well, it strengthens the bottom and it keeps the pickets off the ground. I like the 2x12. I usually run a 2x12 because it keeps the post nice and straight because they want to move. And when you put that 2x12 and nail it right, those posts are going to keep real true at the bottom. So it makes a stronger fence. But that's going to be up to you. You can use any. You can use a 2x4 all the way up to a 2x12. It doesn't. You just make sure when you bid it, you talk to the guys and find out. It's called a rot board is what it is. You can always replace it down the road. You just have to make sure that they're all bidding on the same size, because that can make the price go a little different.
Okay.
You want to make sure that they're bidding on the same size of the rot board and that they're bidding on domestic cedar if you're going with the cedar pickets.
Got you. And then some of them I see, they have like a 2x4 at the top. On top of the picket. What do you think about that?
It because it holds water, but I like the pickets. If you're going to climb a fence and you got kids climbing it, then it's going to help, because they'll break the tops off if they're climbing over fences.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think that, they're not. That's not going to be a
problem. Yeah, but I'm weird about fences. Like, I don't want the pickets on my side. I want it on my neighbor's side. You know why? Because it's really hard to crawl over a fence into my yard. I'd rather be able to crawl over the fence into their yard so I can stand on the rails. So I'm just a weirdo with fences. I just assume not have it easy for someone to get in my yard. So I give them the pickets. They think I'm doing them a favor, and I'm not, because I'm going to keep the criminals on their side of the fence.
I hadn't thought about that.
I know, yeah. It's weird. It's weird. I'm a weird guy. But well, I got to run now. But, Jay, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, brother. Yeah, I got to keep on. But, yeah, I'm kind of weird that way. I don't want people in my yard. Get off my grass. James Hardy siding is something I put on my home because I like it. You know, James Hardy wanted to make fences, and they got in and said, nah, it's too soft. You can't do it. But it's perfect for a house because it doesn't shrink. It doesn't swell. It doesn't burn. It doesn't rot. The only thing that can hurt it, I mentioned this yesterday, was a weed eater. Be careful with those. But besides that, Hardy siding is the best thing that's ever happened to this town. It's the best thing that happened to my show because this show was so boring when I first got on because all people called about was peeling paint, vinyl siding, and rotted wood. And it was just arduous. But now I don't hear that anymore. I don't have a question about that anymore. Why? Hardy siding. It's the only way to go. If you're going to reside your home, use Hardy. Don't use anything else. You want a really good person to put it on, use an Elite Preferred Installer, certified by the Hardy Corporation and a certified Home Show Pro. We had several calls earlier about some of ours that are our certified Home Show Pros that are putting Hardy on people's homes. No problem. And you know what? You can find them at homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com. And you can visit the Hardy website at homeshowradio.com.
There's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we're going to get back to the calls and talk to Ed. Ed, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, good morning, Tom. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I have one question. And as I was listening, another one came up, and maybe a third. First question.
Okay.
On my garage door, when the slab was poured on either end, there's a gap. How can I fill in that gap so I can have keep water from standing in that corners?
How can you fill in that gap? Do you want to just put I know they put the door drop in, right? So the door drops down?
Yes, right at the door drop. That's where it's at.
Okay, but they made it too big? Is that what happened? You want to fill some of it?
Yes, because when I closed the garage door and I got the seal and everything, I have almost like a 3/8 of an inch, you know, on the very ends, and then it tapers off to flush.
Okay, and you just want to kind of flatten it out so water doesn't get up in there?
Yeah.
You're not walking on it, you're not driving on it, you're not putting anything on there, you just want something to fill in there.
That's right. Yeah.
Then, you know what? Just get some gray grout. Just get some sanded grout and just use a little tile grout and form it up and, you know, mix it up stiff, put it in there, let it harden up. It'll keep it. As long as you're not touching it, it'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good because then the next question is just walked into the – I have a tile question. There's a 30-year-old house on the shower. In the corner, I got two tiles that have broken on me. Well, those tiles are like 1/8 inch thick. They're not the 1/4 inch like nowadays. I spent a whole day on Hempstead the other day trying to find some old tiles like that. Any hint of where I can find two tiles of this thickness, white in color, 4x4s?
Not at all. No, they redo tiles every 3 to 7 years. And for someone to go in and find a tile that's going to match, you won't. You're going to have to rig something up. What you can do, if you can find a white tile the regular thickness that you're getting now, and if you want to mix a little of that thin set and put it on there and build up on the back so it's not going to be – so when you put this tile on, it'll be flush and let it set overnight and then go back and butter the back of that tile and put it on there. But you're not going to find a thick one. You will find a thinner one, but you can just build up the back of it and put it on there so it's flush with the front of the rest of the tiles.
Yeah. No, I need a thin one, not a thick one. I need a thin one.
Oh, a thin one?
Yeah.
Then no. I don't know where you can go where you can buy two tiles.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. Because nothing else, I was thinking of just taking my tile saw and then get on the backside and just kind of, you know, scroll it so that I can.
You can try. Yeah. I got you now. You can try it, or you can take a belt sander and see if you can sand it thinner. We used to do that once in a while when they were kind of thick and things weren't working out, but you can try it.
Okay. All right. Do I have time for a third question?
Real quick, but you got to go quick.
Okay. All right. When instead in the hardy, you know, the tile, the hardy plank on my house, you know, the very first board is kind of chipped because of anything. If I go back and take like a 1x4 treated and kind of take like a, you know, wrap it out, can I use that as a starter?
Sure. If you want to, just make sure water doesn't sit on top of it so it doesn't rot on the top corner edge. But yeah, absolutely. You can do anything you want on that. Tom, that'll be fine. It sure would be better for the weed eater instead of getting all chipped at the bottom.
Yes. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Anyway, so I hate to see that you left Texas Southwest College, but that was the beginning of my college days. So anyway.
Oh, well, that's awesome. And I had a good experience there, but it was time for me to come home, and now I'm working with Work Texas. I'm the executive director over there. So I'm still continuing the mission, but I did have to leave TSC. I had enough 5 years in Brownsville was enough, especially with the way the border is right now. All right, let's see here. Oh, goodness. Arctic Insulation Solutions is an important company I want to tell you about because Brady over there wants me to tell you that, you know what? You need insulation. Most of you don't have enough. You want a radiant barrier? He's got that covered. You need a solar fan to go with it? He's got that covered. Insulation that can make your home more energy efficient. And you know what? They can help you with the 30% tax or 30% tax credits up to $1,200. I don't know. He'll tell you about that. But Brady and his team take good care of you. Insulation is something we ignore. And you know what else he has, which I really think is cool, is he has a vacuum truck to get and he can remove all that stuff and bag it up and get rid of all your old insulation. He has ways of doing that, sealing all the little points around where the framing is and then going back and blowing in the nice insulation. Clean your attic up because people talk about dust. Go look in your attic and see how dusty it is. It gets into the house. So when it comes to insulation, call Arctic Insulation Solutions. Talk to Brady. He's a great guy, and he will tell you what you need. He'll do an assessment, and his assessments come right out. When I talk to him, you know, I'm kind of an insulation expert myself. And when I talk to him, he was going right on the money with everything. I'm going, man, you're not like these other people just wanting to sell all kinds of foam and everything. You really, I mean, he has it for certain situations, but you really are on top of this thing. You know your stuff. I like that. I'm not easily impressed, by the way, and he impressed me. So if you need insulation in your home, call Arctic Insulation Solutions. You can find him at homeshowradio.com. Find out about the tax credit. Find out how he can clean the attic up before he puts the new stuff in. Find out about a radiant barrier that's going to help save you a lot of money this summer. If you could do either or right now, I'd do the radiant barrier because it is going to be hot this summer. Remember last summer? It was really hot, and a radiant barrier would have helped you a lot. Arctic Insulation Solutions will take care of you. Just talk to Brady; he'll know what you need. He'll work with you.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Hill Country Rock, natural thin stone veneer for your next commercial or custom home project.
Rudy's Quality Painting. Two generations of experience and painting craftsmanship you can trust. TDT and the E-Pipe System. Why repipe when you can restore? Get better than new in-place pipe repair. Home Exterior Systems. Hardy Elite Preferred Siding Pros you can trust.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get one more caller in. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, we got about 2 minutes. What can I do for you?
Then real quickly, Tom, my question is, I've noticed these over the summer, we started getting these cracks coming into our walls, corners of the house. And one of the floors in my daughter's room, it's a tile house, a tile floor. The floor in her room is risen into a little hill so we can't open her door all the way. And I'm not sure if that's a foundation issue or what that might be.
Is it on a concrete slab where this is happening?
I believe so, sir.
Okay. I don't know. You could, to get somebody's eyes on there, I don't want you to spend any money yet. You could have Due West come out and take a look at it. It might be the tiles letting go. Does the tile sound hollow underneath it? If you tap it with like a quarter or something, not that anybody has a quarter anymore, but tap it with something metal, does it sound like it's hollow under there?
A little, yeah, because you could tell where it's kind of slanted up, like almost coming to a
point. So the tile's popping up. I don't think it's a foundation problem. I think your tile's letting go. I think it's your tile has decided to let go, and it happens. And I can't ever tell you exactly why. Sometimes it'll happen the first year. Sometimes it'll happen 20 years down the road. But the tile starts to go, and the walls expand. Because what's happening is for some reason it's wanting to pucker up, and the walls are expanding a little bit and pushing on the tile. When you say cracks in the wall, are they straight cracks right up in the corner?
Corners go, pretty much in a corner. We've got one going straight up from the middle of our mantle in the fireplace, going just straight up the wall and starts going into the ceiling.
Well, I tell you what you can do. You can have Due West come out, no cost. They'll take a look at it and tell you what they think. I don't want you to spend any money. I don't think it's foundation repair. Usually when the floor happens, it's not a foundation repair problem. So start with that, and it might just be a cosmetic thing where you might have some roof leaks or something, or some leak in a wall that's causing some water to expand the wall. So take a look at that also, but I don't think it's a foundation issue. I got to run at that one, but Due West can come out, and at least you can check that off the box and move from there, but your floor is definitely going to have to come out because it's already letting go. All right, we're going to move on to Airline Vacuum Systems and then call it a day. Airline Vacuum is a company you call when you want a central vac. When you are tired of the dust, I make fun of shop vacs because shop vacs are the worst thing in the world to put in your house and start to vacuum. Because if you ever look at one, a big dust ball comes out of it when you turn it on. That's why really good contractors will leave the vacuum outside and just run the hose to the inside. It's the guys that leave the whole thing in that's a mess and never clean them. Vacuum cleaners are dirty and nasty. But if you get a central vac, the canister, the whole system is out in the garage. All the dirt goes out in the garage. You have horsepower to get it out there. And then you just have the hoses and stuff inside the wall that you pull out. It turns on, you vacuum, and it goes right up in the wall. It's an amazing thing. Call Airline Vacuum and find out about a central vacuum for your home, whether you have one and you need maintenance, whether you want to improve one and bring it up to date, or if you want to install one, or if it's a business or a home, it doesn't matter. Call Airline Vacuum. They'll take care of all your central vacuum needs.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com. The previous program paid for by Mojer Media and Home Show Radio.